Representative Chip Roy declares run for Texas Attorney General. Pledges to protect Lone Star legacy of family and freedom. By Jasmine Jordan on August 21, 2025. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, a former congressman and member of the House Freedom Caucus, announced on Thursday his run for Attorney General of Texas in 2026, pledging to defend the state's legacy of liberty and security while bringing his experience as a federal prosecutor, former first assistant attorney general, and congressional leader back home. Roy said his decision was motivated by a desire to come home and continue fighting for Texas families at the state level. It has been my honor to represent the 21st Congressional District of Texas, the best part of the best state in the greatest country in the history of the world. But representatives should not be permanent. My experience watching Texans unite in response to the devastating Hill Country floods made clear that I want to take my experience in Congress, as a federal prosecutor, and as first assistant attorney general to fight for Texas from Texas. In his announcement video, Roy highlighted what he described as threats to the state from radical Democrats, George Soros-funded prosecutors, open border policies, and foreign corporations. He pledged to prioritize border security, law enforcement support, election integrity, and the defense of Texas land from Chinese Communist Party-linked interests. I'm running to secure our great legacy of freedom. I'm running for God, for our families, and for our shared faith. I'm running for Texas, Roy remarked. Roy enters the race as the seat is set to become open for the first time since 2014, with current Attorney General Ken Paxton running for U.S. Senate against Senator John Cornyn, RTX, in the 2026 Republican primary. Other Republicans already in the race include State Senators Mays Middleton and Joan Huffman, along with Aaron Reitz, a former Trump administration official and Paxton aide. During his time in Congress, Roy has served on the Rules, Budget, and Judiciary Committees, chaired the Subcommittee on the Constitution, and acted as Policy Director for the House Freedom Caucus. He has sponsored legislation to designate Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations, block land purchases by the Chinese Communist Party, ban congressional stock trading, and repeal the FACE Act, which he argued has been used disproportionately to prosecute pro-life activists. Roy's career includes roles as an assistant U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Texas, first assistant attorney general under Ken Paxton, chief of staff to Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, senior counsel to Governor Rick Perry, and staff director for the Senate Judiciary Committee under Senator John Cornyn, RTX. He has also worked in the private sector as an investment banking analyst and as a senior advisor at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. A graduate of the University of Virginia and the University of Texas School of Law, Roy lives in Dripping Springs with his wife, Kara, and their two children. His family has deep roots in Texas public service, including law enforcement and military service dating back to the 19th century. Texas has a long and proud tradition of rising to defend our homes, our freedom, and our communities, Roy stated in a press release. I'm running for Attorney General to carry on that legacy. Unafraid to fight, unafraid to win, and unafraid to defend Texas at every turn.